Hello. I'm Poppy Carver Kay, and today I'm here with
Ollie Mitchell.
and I have quite an interesting topic of conversation today for us, or for you specifically, and it has to do with media and your phone. Okay? Because I feel like recently, you and I have been speaking a lot about getting off of our phones and getting off social media and the different types of media that we consume. And I'm just quite interested because I think that phones take such a toll, and the relationship that people have with their phones is starting to change, I found, as I grow older. So I just wanted to speak to someone who's really not on their phone that much. And that's you, which is beautiful.
Wow, thank you.
These questions are a bit abstract,
Sure.
I think, and maybe a bit complicated.
Okay.
Not in any, but just in the phrasing. That's completely my issue. So if you have any clarifying questions,
For sure.
let me know. Okay, I'm gonna start with maybe a smaller question. Do you think social media makes you more or less connected to the world?
Okay, so I think I take my time. Poppy's making signals at me to hurry up. I can't hurry up. I need to think about what
On
I'm
a
saying.
time crunch.
Oh, can we go over a little bit?
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Okay, fine. So I think overall, it makes me less connected to the world. I think it's been necessary helping me. Like when I was younger, 15 to 18, whatever, I definitely think I. It helped. It did more good than it did bad. Because I think just the way life is, or at least it was for me as a teenager, I think because I cared quite a lot about maybe the artificial things that you would associate with Instagram. And of course, there's a bunch of authentic loveliness on Instagram, but at 15, maybe not. Because I cared a lot about that world at the time, it was good to keep me in the loop. And I guess it made me feel like I had a sense of control in my life, which I think at those ages,
It's important.
just get through them, bro. Like, get through ages 15, 17, pick up what you can. And then once you're out of that, then try and refine everything. So I think Instagram gave me just like a, or just social media in general, just made me feel like I was in the loop, and kept me ticking. Now I would say it makes it more difficult for me to connect to the world because, well, I think, yeah, I think I just don't have enough attention for everybody. Like, especially since leaving school, since leaving that whole social circle, and you get all these new friends, they get my attention now, I think. And I'm not overly invested in what other people are doing. And I think when you go to university as well, you know, you step out into the real world, and you need to, it sounds pretentious, it sounds silly, but you need to like care less about that stuff, maybe, or at least focus more on what you actually are interested in. So I think it takes away at the moment. I still use it from time to time because it's important to see what your friends are doing, and all of that. But I found not even that long ago, maybe a few months ago, I was spending far too much time on it. And I would like check it even though I knew I checked it 20 minutes ago and I knew exactly what would still be there. And I think the reason why. Okay, this is brilliant. Sorry, the first part of my answer was I was waffling a little bit. I'm getting used to it. The first. I lost my train of thought. So when I was at school, I was at boarding school, I couldn't really explore the world because I was confined to a school. Even the subjects you're doing, you're told what to do. Now I'm at university. There's so much of the world to go and see, and so many different people to learn from, and stuff like that. That if I'm giving my time to Instagram, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like I listened to an interview with Zadie Smith the other night, and she was just, she put it in perfect terms. She was like, I live as if it's 1984. Mm-hmm. Like growing up from before phones, it makes zero sense to me why you would give life
to that.
Every minute you spend on your phone is a minute that you're actually just like giving away of your life, because you forget what you did on your phone, really. Yeah. Most of the time. At least for me, these answers are all, this is my answer, guys. I'm not trying to speak for you.
Yeah. My dad, I remember when I was going on my phone a lot at the same age, like 15, 16. My dad would say to me, it's quite bleak actually, but he would say, when you're dying or when you're on your deathbed, you're not going to remember a single minute on your phone. But you will remember the books that you've read and all of these things that you've done. And I think that honestly inspired me a lot and put it into perspective that you scroll on your phone and the next day you don't remember anything that you consumed the day before. And that's not normal. Whereas you pick up a book or you go for a walk or you watch a film or YouTube video, something longer and less immediate, then you do generally tend to remember it and the next day. So I think I have a similar answer to you, that now I feel connected in a different way.
Sure. Just to butt in again before you ask your next question. I forgot. Wait.
Guys, I don't know if he's the best podcast
I normally guest. Am. I normally am. What I would say, I'm going to say the, I was initially going to say this second, but I'm going to say it first. Okay. Hoping I remember the first thing.
Okay.
I would say, as you said, well, going on walks and stuff, you remember it more.
Yeah.
I also think it makes your days feel longer. Like, being on the phone, time goes like that. And I think that's something I've been thinking about a lot as well, because we're already at the end of the first year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And it has gone by in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So I think I'm trying to be very intentional at the moment with prolonging time.
Yeah.
And I find, you know, if you're waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
And it's there in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If you can stand there for 5 minutes, sure, it may be a bit boring, but I think, that actually has a net positive effect on the day. Because it makes the days feel longer and it makes it feel like you've been
alive. And you observe more and notice more.
For sure.
Around you.
So
you're more connected in that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we got there in the end. I'm not going to make you guys wait longer when I remember what I was saying.
Okay, well, this totally bleeds into my other question, so I don't know if I should even be asking this second question, because I do think that we just spoke about it. So I'm going to skip that one, which is the first time I've ever done that on this podcast. Okay. I think that also we speak... When I think about media, I don't necessarily just think about social media.
Sure.
I also think about the media that I consume in the form of books and music and podcasts and all of this stuff. And actually, all of the media I get is from Pinterest, which I spend far too much time on. So I do scroll. I'm not perfect. And I also go on Instagram Reels from time to time, just putting that out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
I get a lot of good stuff from TikTok.
yes.
And you shouldn't laugh.
I don't have TikTok. I haven't had TikTok in a few years.
Oh. But like Pinterest, I think is brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
I think
everyone should get
scroll,
on that.
Scroll on that.
I forced Ollie to look at all my Pinterest boards, and I think he thoroughly enjoyed it.
Sure.
Oh,
I remembered.
Okay, this is non-linear.
I'm gonna be super quick. Okay, I'm gonna be super quick.
Go.
I think maybe when we're speaking about social media, this podcast,
yeah,
we're going to have a tendency to talk about it a bit negatively. Almost parasitical, taken away from life. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
I think, yes, it probably is that. But also, it comes from a really nice place, I think. The reason I would check Snapchat and all of that is because I wanted to talk to my friends. Yeah. I wanted my friends to talk to me. So just keep in mind.
Yeah. And also, if we're counting that stuff, like, I spend hours on WhatsApp speaking to my friends, calling my friends on messages. Yeah. So I definitely am. It's not like I'm not off my phone at all.
It comes from a desire to be connected as human beings. Yeah. So connected to the world, but it
that's
corrupts
what the question was perfect. It is thought out. Yeah, I was going to say something about that. Oh, yeah, and that's what I was saying at the start when I said that I think as I grow up, people's views on social media change. I think all of my friends now are like kind of want to get off social media and are making more of a conscious effort to think about social media in a negative way. Whereas I think that when I was younger, no one thought about TikTok in a bad way. Okay.
I would disagree with that, but ask your question.
Yeah, I'm going to ask a question. This this one may need some clarification.
Sure.
But in my mind, it made sense. How do you interact with the media you consume when you're not consuming it?
Okay. So, yes, needs some clarification.
Yeah.
Maybe a tiny bit. Wait, I'm going to ask and then you confirm.
Go.
So I guess you said, how do you interact with it? Shit, we've got right. Yeah. No, we can go for a little longer.
Okay. Yeah, when you're not
concerned. So like thinking about it, how do you implement it in your everyday life?
So this is what I mean by when we're speaking about media, I'm not just speaking about social media. Like, in this sense, it's like the things that you're interested in.
For sure.
So the music you listen to, the books you read, the poems you read, all this stuff. Like anything
sure.
that's not an Instagram reel, basically. Yeah.
The different types of media I consume come to fruition in my life in different ways. I would say music, its impact is always very present in the moment. Like, I will listen to music, and I have never been musical at all as I've grown up. So I think I've always subconsciously put music on a bit of a lower pedestal because I've been like, I'm not really connected to that. Otherwise, I'd be able to violin my way through the days. But in recent times, the last year or so, maybe a little longer, music has been so wonderful, and I find it enhances my life. Like, a lot of, especially when I'm by myself, if I put music in, I can be more present, because I'd move more, I'd like, yeah, it's really nice. But I never, like, it's rare I will listen to a song and then think about that song when I'm not listening to it.
Okay.
Like, I don't... Whereas a book I read, I'll read a book and, you know, I'll think about that book 3 months down the line. And I think books, that's where most of their... Not most of their value, but a big part of their value comes is from, like, I think it changes your subconscious.
Yeah.
Because books are so big, it's impossible to, you know, read a book and then implement every lesson from that book.
Yeah.
I think it alters you a little bit.
Yeah.
Or just puts like a... I hate this analogy, but it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Like a white... So we've got white blood cells that fight back to it. I think maybe when you read a book, you get almost like a white blood cell for life. So like...
Okay.
It's not like... They're passive. It has like a passive effect. Something will happen to you and then you'll go, oh my gosh, that was like... this book, that character I read when they did that, rather than being like, I've read this book, now I'm going to be more angry because it's a bad, like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it like lays groundwork, which allows you to interact in life more. I've never really been a movie watcher.
Yeah.
TV shows, I've done a bit, but they tend to have quite temporary effects on me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll use it as like a conversation starter.
Yeah.
Rather than, an inherent change to my character. And I guess that's everything, almost.
I think that I think music is interesting for me because sometimes, a lot of the time, I love listening to music when I'm alone, and I do it quite a bit. Most of the time when I'm alone, really, I'm listening to something. But sometimes I get so fed up with music, and I just want to, because it's so accessible, I think it's lost, in a way, kind of its charm. But I don't know. I don't really have much to say about that. But sometimes I definitely take out my headphones and get fed up and stressed out. And a bit overstimulated, and I'm kind of like, why am I not just listening to how people used to listen for thousands of years? And as for books, I think I'm similar. I think what has the biggest effect on me is definitely poetry. Like, that has definitely rewired my brain in so many ways. And Mary Oliver, guys, listen. She makes me appreciate nature so much. And it's because of her that I've learned to appreciate simple things, I think, which is so important. Yeah, so that's what I have to say about the media that
I have a question for you about that. Because I'm at the beginning of looking at poetry, really. Always dismissed it as, I don't know, I was like, what could I possibly get out of these 10 words?
Yeah.
But I'm now starting to see that there is really so much value in it. Would you say, like, seeing that value came with time? Like, as in just, like, reading poems, reading the same poems over and over?
Because
I find, at the moment, sometimes, like, I'll read a poem, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's incredible, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
But then 15 minutes later, I'll sort of forget it.
Okay.
So for me, what makes sense in my brain is, like, as I continue to read these poems, these same poems.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, like,
read the same ones.
Yeah. Or, like, okay, limit myself to, like, one. So I've got this poetry book which has a poem for every day of the year. Like, yeah, limit myself to 1 month.
Yeah. Do I think...
I think that will, like, to me, it makes sense that if I can keep doing that, then I'll remember it for longer.
Yeah. Or, what do you think? Sure, yeah. Well, I think for me, when I got into my poetry, I was, it was right at the transition of me wanting to go on my phone less. So, like, when I was, like, 17, my last year of school, I didn't go on my phone. I didn't have any social media for the whole year because I was taking exams, but also just because I didn't feel any need to have it. So I was definitely way better then than I was now. But that was kind of the time that I was discovering poetry. And I think for me, what hit me immediately was, oh, other people do feel the same way that you feel. And no matter how negative those emotions are that you feel, people can turn it into beautiful art. And I'd never felt heard in that way before. So I think in that way, it did stick with me immediately, just because I needed it. I needed it to stick with me. And I'd never experienced anything like that ever before. And then as I started to read the same, because, yeah, I have the same kind of small poetry book that I read the whole time. And so as I started to read the same poems, that's when I started to actually, like, subconsciously implement them into my life. So I think poetry as an abstract was definitely implemented into my life. And then I suppose with time, it was subconsciously implemented. I don't know. Also, the poems that I read, I don't know about you, but the poems that I read are really not complex poems. Like, they're very straightforward and contemporary and easy to understand. So I think if I was reading more complicated poems, I really wouldn't know what to do. And I think that's why so many people are scared of poetry, because they think of some sort of Shakespeare, but no, it's not that, and I don't understand any of that, to be quite honest.
Sure.
One more thing.
Going back to music, one bit of music, how I interact with it, which I didn't say before, and because I didn't think about it when I initially talking, is you said, how do you interact with the media? Is that the word you
use? Yeah, when you're not
concerned. Like, I find music and memories are very intertwined.
Yeah.
Like, there are a set of songs I listened to when I was on holiday when I was 15, and every time they come back on, I don't listen to them anymore, really, but, like, yeah, they'll come back on and I will be flooded with those memories. I think that's really incredible. And also, like, moments with my friends, if we've been out somewhere and we're dancing and this one song comes on, that will, like, cement it.
Yeah.
And if we lock eyes and we're all like, no way, this has just come on, that will be in my heart, in my tummy forever.
Yeah.
So that's a nice way to interact with it.
Music is so beautiful and brilliant and so fun. I love music, honestly. Okay, I think that I can ask... This is the last question.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. And it's the question that I skipped at the start.
Okay.
Okay.
So you only had 3 questions in this?
I have quite a few, but I don't know if you...
Oh, because we're running out of time.
We're running out of time, and also you kind of just answer them naturally.
Sure.
Okay, I guess I have my very last question, then I have this question. Okay. How does your relationship with your phone and social media, I guess, generally, reflect how you've changed as a person? And the media, the different types of media that you consume now.
Yeah.
How does that reflect where you were, say, 2 years ago? Because do you think there's a parallel?
Could you ask one more time?
How does your relationship with your phone and social media and the media that you consume generally reflect how you've changed as a person? Or does it? Do you think there's any
parallel? I think it doesn't reflect how I've changed too much.
Okay.
I would say it's just gotten less.
Okay.
I think it's actually been sort of good. As I've changed as a person, I've changed the social media I consume.
Yeah.
So it's not like I only text my friends on WhatsApp and messages now. Like, I don't use Snapchat.
Yeah.
And I think, like, that's, you can see the change. Like, if you could look at all my old Snapchat messages, and you could, which you won't want to do, and then you could look at the WhatsApp messages, you would see the change come with the change in platform.
Yeah, does that make sense? Okay.
So I think me changing as a person, or changing what I care about and what I want to bring, give my energy to, brought about the change in, like, moving to WhatsApp and texting people. So I guess, yes, it does reflect the change. Because I changed, and then I changed the whole ass platform. And what was the second part that you said?
The media that you consume.
Do I consume different media?
Yeah.
No, I would say I've never really, like, consumed a particular type of media.
Okay.
I would just say I spend a lot more time consuming, like, reading now, mm-hmm. and watching YouTube.
Yeah, longer.
Yeah, longer form stuff.
Yeah.
And with that, it's changed just because I've given it more time.
Yeah.
Like, if I'd given it more time 2 years ago, I probably would have been doing the same stuff.
Yeah,
okay. So I'd say that the time I've given it has changed, okay. rather than, like, me fundamentally being interested in different stuff.
I agree with that. Okay, guys, 2.5 minutes left on this podcast. So I have a final question. And it's the inverse of the question I just asked, I think. And it's, I'm not reading this one off, so I might need some clarification. The question is, as you grow up, because we're both still so young, and we're just kind of getting started on this whole media, like, books we're reading, songs we're listening to, films we're, there's still so much to explore in that sense, and phones are going to continue to be such a big part of our lives. How do you think that as you grow up, your relationship with all of that will expand or change? Do you think you'll start to create more media? What do you want, and what do you think will happen?
First off, I need to make a note to the audience when I finish this question.
Okay.
And I think in answer to your question, I have no idea how it will change.
Hmm.
I think you tend to see with older people, as you get older, you move away from electronics. But also, even we're probably one of the first generations that has been so entangled with electronics. But I think it's not sustainable. Especially, like, social media and stuff. I think
I agree.
Especially when you reach, like, 25.
There's no way.
And you've got, like, you have a kid, you think. I mean, some people, which is quite scary, like, you have some people who be posting their kids everywhere and caring about the image of their family rather than
mom influence.
Sure. But I think, even though we're the first generation to probably have it, like, we will still realize that it's probably better to live in the moment than live online. And I don't know, maybe I'll create more. I would like to think I would create more, and that's the mindset I'm in now, but
who knows?
It changes all the time.
Yeah. And your note to the audience.
My note to the audience is do not listen to anything I've just said. I have no authority to be speaking in this way.
Yeah.
I actually had this thought the other day. I was like, Ollie, you are not very...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I need to stop thinking. Same. I need to stop thinking I know what I'm talking about. Because I have no idea, guys.
That's why this is just a conversation.
Yes.
It's literally just a conversation. The last episode, Marika, Emmanuel, and I dishing out friendship advice like we know anything. No, this is just about conversing, and I think it's such a nice way to stay connected to people.
What's one thing you would say you actually do know?
So much about. I think I do know a lot about the Pride and Prejudice 2005 film.
Nice.
I think I could talk a lot about that, and I could give a lot of advice on that. And you?
I would say... obvious answer would be Manchester United for me, but I would also say FIFA YouTube over the years.
Wow.
Which no one will understand.
Maybe some people.
Hopefully.
Okay, well, that's it. A lovely 26 minutes. Thank you so much,
really,
Ollie, for indulging me and us.
Yeah, pleasure to get the invite.
There's more coming. Sorry for the hiatus, by the way. I'll try again.
She's been having doubts about this career.
I have, but I'm sticking with it. Cool. I'm producing media.
Yeah.
Right?
Questionable media.
Oh.
No kidding.
Good media. Kidding.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.